Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talks, and this is the Dr. Margaret Aranda Show, one of the most dynamic role models to come along in my time that I've had an opportunity to meet and watch her walk the walk instead of just talk the talk. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you Dr. Margaret Aranda.
Five.
And hello.
Thank you so much.
On today's show, I'm going to do our commercials real quick and jump right into it. Brought to you by GRCN Connecting Communities, a nonprofit organization designed to assist youth in their transition to childhood and adulthood, and also help the families too. By Flashback Academy, an academy that is designed to assist our youth in their transition to become successful people where they don't have to be on the streets in the penitentiary or end up dead. Also by ABC Learn, who provides tutoring to a lot of our kids, who, as you know, is the basic window to academia, and Edison Corporation, the people that turn on the lights. Speaking of turning on the lights, our show today is going to start off talking about one topic, and I'm sure the doctor has many other things to address. But the question that we have is, what makes you think that he does not hear you? Come on now, Dr. Margaret Aranda, you have the floor.
That is a fantastic question. And having been in a car accident 10 years ago that pretty much laid me up in the hospital, unable to walk and unable to talk, and having to go through rehab to learn how to speak like I do now, feeling like an idiot when I'm a Stanford graduate out of two medical programs and I was used to getting straight A's my whole life. I never felt so stupid in my whole life, and I just felt like my body didn't even belong to myself. And yes, I opened my eyes in the morning and I could see, and I had a really, really good relationship with God my whole life. And God was with me even during this car accident. I have had what most people have not had is a near-death experience where I was laying in the hospital. I went to the bottom of the steps of the door of light leading to heaven, and I knew that if I went through that door that I would never be able to come back. And to my right was planet Earth, and I could see my funeral and everybody wearing black and crying, and I wanted to shake them, and I just wanted to tell them, don't you believe in heaven? What do you think we've been preaching, and what do you think we've been believing all our lives? You shouldn't be crying for me. I'm never going to cry for you. And God was just always there for me. And when I felt that he wasn't, I knew it was a lie. And I just refused to listen to it.
And this is where I'd like to go. For folks out there who haven't had any tragedy such as yours, and I'll take it from tragedy to a blessing. But for someone who hasn't gone through what you've gone through, who may not be a believer, what advice could you give them to let them know that God is listening? And you don't have to keep begging, don't have to keep repeating it. He heard you the first time, and he knows your heart. But help us out a little bit to shed some light on that.
The best thing that helped me the most was knowing a few scriptures from the Bible. The Word of God. God created the world with his words. We do not realize how powerful our words are. If we're telling our children they're stupid and they're never going to amount to anything, guess what? That's what they're going to grow up feeling like, and they'll probably, have every chance of being a self-fulfilled prophecy because of what you've told them. If you grow up and say to yourself, I'm going to get out of this rut and I'm going to make it and I'm not going to be from here anymore and I'm going to get out of this little town and I'm never going to come back, then guess what? You turn your thoughts into your head, into words that come out of your mouth. And when you do that, sound has waves. It has physical properties that are used in medicine for ultrasound. They're used to talk to dolphins and whales and things like that. These are creative physical things. They're not just nothing. They're something. And you can use, God uses it to create the entire universe, so we can use it to speak his word, even if we don't believe it. What we're saying, you know, all things are going to work together for good is Romans 8:28. And that's the scripture that I lived on. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. I believe God called me for a reason and that I was alive for some reason, or he wouldn't have put me on earth. And I knew that I loved him. So I knew that in the end, he was going to turn everything around like a big mixing bowl and throw it in the oven, and it was going to come out to be some kind of a little cake with crumbs of something in it and chips and things, and it was going to be frosted with little curlicues and a masterpiece, you know? It's just going to be a new creation.
Now, let me ask you, are you still traveling abroad?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can I ask what country you're in right now?
I'm in Turkey right now, and I have with me Selim Yenisyari, who is famous for being a book translator in Turkey from Turkish to English. He's translated very many New York Times number one booksellers, but really he's much more than just a walking library, is what I call him jokingly. He writes songs, the tunes, the music, plays all the instruments, and masters them all to make his own album. And
well,
he's an illustrator.
Hold on. Now, we've been hearing about this dynamic mystery person for so long. When are we going to get a chance to hear from him? Does he really exist?
You can have the chance right now. Hi.
All right. There you go. To see the two of you on the show and hosting. How far is Turkey from America?
Well, approximately other side of the planet.
Far.
Sounds like a long way. So the question that I have for the both of you, do you see any difference in the way that people worship from one part of the country to another part of the world?
Well, in conditioning, yes. And way of rituals, yes. But belief, I think, you know, lately that a lot of things is a lot of things are happening in Turkey and Middle East, and I grew up in a Muslim country, and I've always been close to Christians because I was surrounded with them where I grew up, and I came to realize one thing: it doesn't matter how we believe in God, I mean how we show our faith, it matters if we really believe or not. Because religion, if you ask me, and I can tell you this from my observes throughout my life, I don't think God cares about your religion, but your heart, your faith. And it has nothing to do with religion.
And I totally agree with that. When I went to the door of heaven, God never asked me what religion I was. And then when I wrote my book, No More Tears, a physician turned patient inspires recovery. I mentioned that about 5 or 6 times, where God never asked me what religion I was. The only thing that he wanted was belief and faith and acceptance. And if the love of God is in your heart and you accept Christ, his son, just like you, if you accept my son or my daughter, then we're good. And you show me your love by feeding orphans and widows and helping the homeless and the disabled. And you give. Love gives. Love doesn't even stop giving. Love gives until love sells everything in their house to give to the poor. And look at Christ. I mean, he was a nomad walking from city to city with no house, no address. John the Baptist wandered in the desert for 3 years, eating locusts. They thought he was crazy, but they all came to him to be baptized before Christ. So our actions, you can quote all the scriptures you want, but if I have starving orphans and we have homeless teens who need shoes, and you're too busy polishing your nails and doing Botox injections on your lips, and you're telling me you don't have money to buy a pair of shoes for the teens, then that's not love. That's not of God. You're not a real believer.
I'm really glad that you're going there, because what we're looking at is, here in America, I don't know how it goes in Turkey, but maybe you guys can address it. In America, a lot of people go to church, but they're worried about how dressed up they look, and what kind of car they drove in and all that kinds of stuff. And if there's a homeless person at the steps of the church, as they're coming out with their hand out, they walk past that person like they don't see them. I'm bothered by that, okay? So I guess the question is, we're talking about, I opened the show talking about you walk the walk. I think you know what I meant, rather than just talking.
Yeah.
So we know that, well, God judges. But don't we have some accountability while we're here on earth to really say, well, wait a minute? You know, because one of the programs that you guys are hearing that I'm focusing in on, we have what we call group homes and foster care, children that are placed into the system because of whatever reason. It could be abuse, neglect, and on down the line. But a lot of money to have them taken care of, to the point of they enable the kids so that they don't really know how to function. And when they hit 18 years old, they are no longer a paycheck to anybody. They're thrown out into the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I got
exactly.
a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a big problem.
So
I want to say something about being judged by God.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, in every religion, we talk about fear of God. But I believe in this. If you do something good just for your fear of God, I don't think it really counts. I mean, if you're a real human being, if you have a real heart, and if you really care about others and all the nature and whatever is created, you should do that because it's the right thing to do. I mean, I'm, okay, let's say I have enough resources, I'm going to bed with full stomach, but I know there is a hungry boy or girl or kid next door, and I can sleep comfortably. I cannot call myself a human being, first of all. I don't care what God thinks about it. I'm not doing what I do to make him love me. I'm doing what I do because I'm a human being. And this is God created human beings. If we call ourselves superior to other created ones, we must be with conscience, first of all.
Exactly. And it's really interesting, Dr. Ellen, if you have been to church a lot, and most people have, and as you know, I have a ministry on Google Plus for the disabled, For people that can't get out of bed, so they don't have to go to a brick and mortar church. It's under my name, Margaret Aranda. One of the things that I find very fascinating, nobody has heard of the scripture James 1:27. A lot of people have heard of all the prosperity, you know, and the tithing, and the let's get rich quick and let's buy the Cadillac to go to church, and this and that and the other thing. But James 1:27 is what our ministry is founded on. This is what it says: for pure and undefiled religion, according to God the Father, is to feed the suffering orphans and widows and to not be corrupted by the world. That's religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to God. And that's it in a nutshell. And you know what? If you have a bed, a refrigerator, and a roof over your head, you have more than 75% of the entire world has. So you've already won the lottery if you live in America and have those, a bed, a refrigerator, and a roof on your head. How amazing is that epiphany? That's like a light bulb over my head in a cartoon. We have so much. We don't need it all. We just don't need it. We should be giving.
And the funny thing is, as much as you give, God gives you back. You know?
Yeah.
It's really funny, actually. As much as you hold on to material things, it's very easy to lose them. They just slip away from your hands. But when you share them, when you always remember whatever you are given, financially, emotionally, psychologically, whatever you are given, if you always remember, you are given also a responsibility to share it. It just multiplies incredibly. And I talk from experience. You can trust me on that.
You know, it's such a pleasure to finally hear the two of you, and I purposely backed away from the mic so that that bonding can resonate out to the audience. I've hosted so many shows, but to be able to listen to other folks, it brings me really great joy. So can you tell our listeners what they can look forward to listening to in the near future? Also, if they have a particular topic that they want discussed, what email can they use to communicate with you? Now, at some point, we will allow callers to call in, but we're not really ready for that just yet because the callers can overwhelm the show, and we really want to make sure that our timing is good for a 30-minute segment. So how can they contact you, and what topics do you guys perceive that you'll be discussing during your show?
They could email me at drdrmargaret, it's like margar, at margaret, aranda, it's all A's, aranda, at yahoo.com. And the topics that I think Salim and I, one of the reasons why we get along well, and we started off as writers, blogging. So we're both authors. We're both published authors. So we can talk about anything.
Where can we find some copies of your books and some of your works?
My publisher is Tate Publishing, T-A-T-E Publishing, and you just do a search on their tapepublishing.com and just do a search for Dr. Margaret Aranda, and my books will come up. I have the No More Tears book. You can also Google my name, Dr. Margaret Aranda, and it'll probably fill the first five pages.
And my books were written in Turkish. I didn't translate them to English yet, but I'm working on them. But nowadays I'm working on a new symphonic hard rock album, instrumental. And in coming months or 1 or 2 years, I'm trying to translate them all in English, so it will be presented worldwide, especially on internet. But I have a website, selimyeniceri.com, and I'm writing articles about a lot of things. I also share my music and my personal experiences. And on Facebook, I have a page on my name. Everybody is free to contact me.
And the Facebook name is?
Selim Yeniceri.
S-E-L-I-M-Y-E-N-I-C-E-R-I.
Okay. As you can see, the time goes by so fast. What I'd like to do is just ask a few questions from your co-host, sir. As we look at the world, I always say that man makes boundaries, God doesn't. And we're getting ready to go into get a new president. We don't know who it's going to be yet. Only God knows that.
Yeah.
But what does other parts of the world think about what we're doing with our so-called democratic society?
You want an honest answer for that?
Always, my friend.
Opinion or the public opinion?
Your opinion and what you also see.
Okay. First, I want to go with public opinion. Most people in Turkey, they think whenever a president of United States is elected, he is coming to, govern all around the world, because whatever he decides, it affects the entire globe. And it's completely same in Turkey, too. Honestly, political climate is a little bit conflicted and mixed here. So there are some people who can see some truth that I can see, and it takes a lot of culture, a lot of reading and making research, but most of the population, well, I can tell you, they are not that well educated about political issues. First of all, they don't even know how they are governed in their own country. And personally, I believe in one thing. I don't say it's true for entire planet or every country, but especially in America, you have Democrats and you have the Republicans. Whoever you choose the same side. I believe so. So it doesn't matter. American people just think they are electing a president. No, they are just choosing an alternative, just one of the options, but the options serve the same purpose. This is what I think. And I draw this conclusions from a lot of political and I can say political and economical books I've translated so far, and some of those books were written by a lot of American well-known and respected authors.
You know, there's a topic for next week that I'm going to prepare for that I'd like for you folks to discuss. The time is coming to not only elect the president, but there's another word called the end of time. I'd like for you folks next week to address it. We'll also make sure as many of our social media contacts are aware, because I think that'll be a very, very positive topic that we need to be paying attention to. And as we mentioned, out of time, we're almost out of time. So I would like for you folk to do the closing remarks and leave something for our to be able to hold on to till next week.
Okay.
Sounds great. I'd like to do, actually, if it's okay, can I do a closing prayer?
Yeah, it would be the best, I guess.
Okay, I would just like to thank God for everything that we do have, and I'd like for people to realize more about how much they have and how much excess they have, so that they can start cleaning out their closets and doing their spring cleaning and giving to the poor. And also to start, if they have teens that are outgrowing some clothes, or they have some name brand shoes that have hardly been worn because their kids have outgrown them before they're worn out, that the Grassroots Talk Radio Show and the Flashback Academy is looking for donations for teen clothes, teen shoes, cars, different things that are all tax deductible, and because it is a 501c a nonprofit, and let's try to equalize some of the injustice that there is in America and turn things a little bit right instead of depending on our government to do it. Let's just do it ourselves, because we can. Amen.
I do want to thank the both of you for your contribution in sharing your views as well as the word with our audience. And we do want to add that we also are not only looking for a building, because we got to get some of our young people off of the streets. And as it relates to the shrinking world, there is funding that is coming up through the United Nations. So if you folks have a humanitarian cause that you'd like to focus in on, we're going to be submitting our paperwork to the United Nations. But also, if you have an organization in China, Turkey, that also has a humanitarian outfit already, you want to let me know as soon as you can so that we can. They have to close their books and get rid of some money, make a long story short. I don't know why they held on to it, but maybe that's God's plan versus their plan. But we want to take advantage of it. We can do the right thing, okay?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reason for everything.
That's a wrap for our show here on Wednesday, May the 11th, 2016, with our hosts from around the world. You guys have been able to hear it live on Grassroots Talk Station and the Dr. Margaret Aranda Show. Thank you so much for being on the air, and God bless.
God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Until next time.